Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Throughout Utah, families work together to make ends meet. For Paiutes living in the Great Basin, the autumn pine nut harvest has long been a critical activity that required substantial group effort. Man, woman, or child, each member of the extended family had a specific job to do during the pine nut harvest. The pine nut season began in August, with young men scouting the mountains for the most promising pinyon groves. Their reports paved the way for the whole families to head out when the pine nuts ripened. To harvest, young women carried cone-shaped baskets from straps across their foreheads, stooping to catch the cones and nuts as men shook them from the trees. Children scrambled between the adults to grab what fell to the ground. As the baskets filled with nuts, girls hauled the heavy loads back to camp, where older women sat together tending the fire and preparing the nuts for roasting. They cleaned off debris and pitch before placing the nuts into winnowing baskets under a layer of hot coals. They bounced and tossed the nuts and coals together, constantly moving and carefully watching to protect the baskets and the bounty. When finished in the groves, the men returned to camp with the children. Those whose hands were free shared responsibility for childcare, so older men entertained children with stories and games, allowing the women to concentrate on the roasting. As the pine nuts became soft and translucent, women spread them out and cracked the shells with a grinding stone, taking care to protect the nut inside. The shelled nuts then returned to the winnowing basket for another round of roasting. When finished, women ground the nuts into a nutritious thick paste that was a winter staple. Paiute families shared responsibility for the pine nut harvest, a process that secured a tricky food source and strengthened their relationships. Indian families in the Great Basin still gather pine nuts today, again working together to affirm their cultural traditions. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.